the idea, the side of the Indian of Shmira that we have by Pesach, Shmar Timisal Matzah, Shmir, Shmura Matzah, the Indian of Shmir. This is really going into something slightly deeper, but it's very important, and there's a lot of practical Avodas Hashem as well in this. And that is that we have to realize it goes back already to the Bechina of Yaakov and Esav, where it was told, Kishazer kom, Zer Neufel. There's a Bechina of Kishazer kom, Zer Neufel. Which means that Gemara Megillah says that Edom feeds off, lives off when Klal Yisrael is in the Nefilas. When Klal Yisrael goes down, his Edom goes up. When Edom goes down, Klal Yisrael go up. The Sod HaDvarim is that Be'etzem, the Koyach HaTumah doesn't have any of its own. Koyach HaTumah doesn't have any of its own. Any of its own unique. It doesn't have any of its own chiyus. It doesn't have any of its own chaim. Chaim is only about to matvikim. Hashem lekechem chaim kulchem ayim. And the chiyus of the klipa, the chiyus of the sitracha, only comes from the kedusha. It comes from the tzoytzes of kedusha, sparks of kedusha that it manages to trap. That's the whole chiyus. And therefore, if we want to break the malchus, the klipa, if we want to break the klipa, we have to make sure that no kedusha that we're taking in when a yid learns Torah and a yid davens, he's taking in kedusha, he's taking in Torah. And everything he's taking in, and when he goes to places or he does averus, so that kedusha that he's taken in, he hands it over to the sitra achra. And therefore, every madrega that a yid goes into, he has to have a shmira on that madrega. He has to be careful with that madrega to be shomer it well, to make sure that it doesn't have a unique, that the chatzonim don't have a unique from it, and then that's the beginning of the chatzonim get killed. This is sod already stated. It's written at the beginning of Reishis already. V'ruach lekim merachefes al pnei kol ha'mayim. We know there's a bechin of reish peiches, the tzoytzen of kedusha. And merachefes reads merachefes reish peiches meis. Merachefes spells reish peiches meis, which means these nitzoytzen of kedusha, when they go down, when they have a bechin of misa, then that's when that gives chiyus to the goyim. So the reish peiches nitzoytzes, when they get caught into the goyim, which is a misa for them, that's mechaya the goyim. Mitzrayim, as we know, were the most powerful nation, but we know that the Mitzrayim's whole chiyus was from Klal Yisrael. The Mitzrayim's whole chiyus was from the tzoytz of kedusha. And it's yidua that we know the whole reason why Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim was to take out the klipa should be poilet all the tzoytz of kedusha that it took in. And when Klal Yisrael took out the netzoytzes, that's when they left Mitzrayim. So that's the whole inyan. That's the whole inyan of shmir. That's the whole inyan of shmura matzis. Arizal says that the neshamas of Mitzrayim were from those 130 years where Adam Rishon, there was a bechina of 130 years where Adam Rishon there was the Avera of Zerah Levatola, which Arizal has a whole cheshvan, then the Gedor HaMabel, where they were also about Tishachis Aretz, there's always also that same Hashchosa, so they were Gilgulim of those 130 years of Adam Rishon that went astray, and then those same neshamas when it's galgal again into Mitzrayim to be misakan that inyan. So this is a tifa inyan al pida rizal ein lanu esek ben historis. But one thing we know, and that is that the reason why the aver of pegam abris, and the reason why it's called being shomer abris, and the faket aver of pegam abris, the reason why it's so chomer is because the zera that comes is a neshama, is a heliga or, and it has to come into an akeva, and akeva is like the kli, it has to come into a kli, and when it goes out levatola, means it goes out without a kli, it doesn't go into an akeva, it goes out without a kli, so then it's hefka, and then the chatzonim can take hold of it. So the whole pigam habris is giving out kedusha, giving out or, giving out neshamas without a shmira bichlal. The hepach of that is a shomer abris. Somebody who realizes that this is a koyach, this is a merdika koyach of kedusha, this is a koyach which is moitzi oiris, a moitzi neshamas, and therefore it requires a merdika shmira, and that merdika shmira that requires us to make sure that it goes into a mokum shomor, and that's the mitzvah of zivuk, ben ish le ishtoi, to bring the neshamas and to be megadla yiddish mishpocha bechinuch bekedusha betahara. So that's the inyan of shmira. So in Mitzrayim, their avoid in Mitzrayim was to take back all the koyches that went out without kelim, all the koyches that went out of Levatola without kelim, all those koyches had to be brought back and had to be put in kelim. That's the inyan, that's the whole sod of shmira. And that's why, even though the halala malala oivda avodazara, even though the yidim also have avodazara, but Chazal say that there was shoyma arroyos. There was shoyma in the bechina of arroyos. And that's the schus that came out of Mitzrayim. I, the oivda avodazara. But the teretz is, because the whole, you saw, those neshamas were neshamas that came from the pegam, came from that pegamabris. Himela, when they were mesakim, when they had the shmira for that, Himela, therefore, that's why in that schus there was oicha to God. That's why the Rizal says that when you bake matzahs and you schwitz, you sweat over baking matzahs, Harizal says it's a moridika tikkun for the begamabris, because that's the inyan of going out to Mitzrayim, was the inyan of taka, the tikkun of begamabris, and that's the inyan of shmirah. But that's the inyan of bris, is only one nakuda, one example. It's a classical example, but everything around it also, a person has to realize that there's a certain shmirah. A person has to realize that he has to be shomer all the kedusha that he has. He has to be shomer that kedusha to make sure that the chitzonim don't get a koyach, don't get a yinika, and then that's the misa of the sitra achra. The whole koyach of Mitzrayim was their avodah zara. The whole koyach of was the tleh. Mitzrayim is called the erevas oretz. That in the bechin of pegam abris, that's what Mitzrayim represents. So that could be another reason why they were told to tie the korban pesach to their beds. The beds is a mokum. The beds is a mokum of either shmira or the opposite, or chas v'shalom levatola. And mele, therefore, the tikkun of being mevatel their koyach. I mean, what gives them koyach when Klal Yisrael sends the kedusha astray? That builds their koyach. The bittel of the avodah zara, which is like killing their whole koyach, comes from our shmirah sabris. And made tying their korban pesach to the beds of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael were shomer. They didn't send chas v'shalom anything astray. And we know in Mitzrayim this was a very big avodah, as we know from Rashi by the kiyor nechoshes. Rashi says the copper, the kiyor nechoshes, was the Maris Atzoivis and the women in Mitzrayim. So we see that there was a Mordek Avodah by the Eden to be Shomer this Inyan, to keep the Neshamas that were coming down by Kedusha V'Tahara, and that's represented by the beds of Klal Yisrael, and therefore through the beds of Klal Yisrael that was the Shechita of the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim. Made it, therefore that's why they were told to tie the Tlet to Mitzrayim. And that's all the Indian of Shmira, of Shmura Matzahs, keeping everything b'shmira, keeping the whole Kedusha b'shmira, that it shouldn't get led astray. And the emes is, it's a peldik azach, it's a peldik svasemes, taka om pesach, where svasemes is on the pasuk of mayofu pomayach bana olim bas nadiv. He talks about the Yidin walking up to be ole regal. So he says, "Mayofa pomayach bana olim." Bana olim means shoes. Bana olim also means a lock, lin oil, to lock. So he says a peldik azach that svasemes says this is in the svasemes on Pesach in Tofrei Shlamates towards the end. So he says, "Yesh leim oil ki be'emes kol achemda shenimtza ba'oilim u'mechemda satoyer shenimtza ba'bnei Yisrael." The whole chemda that there is in the world, the whole taiva that there is in the world, comes from the taiva that Klal Yisrael had for the Torah. Hokefima shebnei Yisrael amshichin achemda l'shamayim nespatlin kol ataivus u'mismatin. All the taivas of Yitzharas that there are in the world, they're all betzim originating from the taiva of Torah. But a person used the taiva of Torah, then did an avera, so he gave the chemda of Torah over. He gave the taiva of Torah over to bad taivas, and from there, a person can have bad yetzaharas, but it all originates, all stems from, it's all rooted in Taivas HaTorah. So, Meina, therefore, that's why he says that explains the pasuk. That was Mancha Bismigdash Kayom, the Mayof Pamayach Bana Olim, that Taiva that we had to come up to the Bismigdash, that Taiva that we had for Avodas Hashem Bana Olim was locked up. We didn't let the Goyim take from that Taiva. And therefore, that's why he explains beautifully the pasuk of Layachma Edishas Arzacho, Baloischa Leirois, that all the Taiva, all the Chemda we used for Kedusha, never the Goyim didn't have bad Taivas. Layachma Edishas Arzacho, they didn't have these Taivas. It's an unbelievable thing. So you see the whole Indian of Kedusha Sachag, Kedusha Shabbos, the Indian of Shmira Shabbos, the Indian of Shmira Shabbos, the Indian of Shmira Sabris, all these in Yonimo, whenever there's a lot of Kedusha, we have to be very careful to be shomer. Mitzrayim is mamish the climax, the spitz of this whole Indian, because the whole power from Mitzrayim only came from all the Netzoitzim of Kedusha, that That was stuck, that Mitzrayim had taken from us. That's why Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik is Midas HaYisoid. Midas HaYisoid is Shmiris HaBris. The Indian of Shmiris HaBris is the Indian of Taka being Shem and these Inyonim. So Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim in order to begin this Avoida of Shmira, to begin this Avoida of Shmira. And through this avoid of Shmir, that's how Klal Yisrael was oicha to be Mitzrayim, and Taka to be Shomer Bris Mitzrayim. And that's why Taka Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim was a mitzvah Bris Mila. Mitzvah Bris Mila is Asher Kiddush, he did me better, and is the Inyan of the Kedusha of that, of the Kedusha of the Mokam. And Mamela, therefore, and this is a Yom Tov where every Yid has to be Mekabel upon himself, Taka, to the, all the Or and all the Kedusha that comes down, whether it comes down, of course, the Leil Hiskadosh Achag, whether it comes down. And throughout the world, throughout the shower, throughout the year, whenever there's an yonim of kedusha, whether it's the zmanim of kedusha, whether it's the Torah mitzvahs and avodas Hashem and tefillahs that a person has to put a lock on it, and a person has to have a shmira on it. And we discussed elsewhere, that's what Shabbos is. The whole sort of shmira Shabbos is that our whole avodah that a person does during the week. So during the week it's waiting, and on Shabbos matana toiva yeshli beis ganozai. Shabbos is like a beis ganozai. Shabbos, our whole avodah Hashem from the whole week goes into storage, goes into shmira, and goes into storage for Olam Haba. That's the meaning of Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba for this Bechina. Because on Shabbos we take the whole avoid of the week, and during the week the Chatzonim can have a unika. And that's why we shomer it very much during the week, and then we bring it into Olam Haba. We store it away La'olam Lenechtzach Netzachim when Shabbos comes in. So with that we can understand. Now we can understand the whole hachana. That we can also understand an additional kuda, and that is all the oiras that come down. The Maharav Shemesh says that all the oiras that come down on why do we what are our mitzvahs that we do Leil Pesach? The Maharav Shemesh asks Akasha that on Leil Pesach the oiras come down even regardless of our mitzvahs. Normally, you only bring the Oira down when you do the mitzvah. But Leil Pesach at Eriyam, the Eriyah, so Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending the Oiras down anyways. So what do we have to do mitzvahs Leil Pesach? So he says Tavtaka to make Kalim in order that the Oir should remain down here, in order that the Kedusha should remain. So according to what we said, we can understand an additional Moedik Oimek in this Inyan. Harry, the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim was a tikkun, a what? A tikkun for the Zerel of Atal of Adam Arishan during those 130 years where it came out not into Kalim, and therefore it was Hefka for everybody. So Meila, we're making Kalim, the mitzvahs that we do Leil Seder, make Kalim for those Mordekah Oiras that come down and to keep them, to guard them and to keep them. That's the only why we have beautiful Kalim, and we should have nice Kalim. And the Maharil used to take the Pigdoinus from Goyim and use them, put them on the next to the Seder table. The only of having beautiful Kalim, Leil Pesach is for all the Oiras that are coming down. We want to be God, we want to be Shomer, all those Oiras and very nice Kalim. So all the Oiras that we bring down throughout the year, the whole Avodas Hashem, every time a person does something, you should take a seal it, and then at the same time as we're sealing the Kedusha, at the same time we're starving the Sitra Achra, and the Sitra Achra doesn't have Neinika, and that's the downfall of the Sitra Achra, that we should be Zorcha, Be'ez HaShem, Yisbarach, Lemher, B'Yameinu, Amen.